96 Kicks. On the phone, I have a pleasure speaking with leading management expert and author and three-time entrepreneur of the year, Roxanne Emmerich. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Now, Roxanne, big question. Is there happiness in today's workplace possible?
Not only is it possible, but it's kind of required, don't you think?
I think.
You know, here's the problem. We start our first day of work, and our shoes are shine, and we're on fire, and we want to go make something great happen. And then we discover within a couple of days that we work with some abnormal human beings.
Right.
And these are the excuse makers and the gossips and the whiners, and they're all shooting wildly for mediocrity. And within 3 weeks, we're shooting wildly for mediocrity, too. And then we keep that job for 20 years. And so that's why the stats show that 70% of the workplace population right now is disengaged.
Right.
And so it's like, who can afford that economically, but who can afford the deterioration of our hearts and our souls to be just kind of so resigned to what we've got?
Well, you've got a great book.
And thank you.
Tell me some of the secrets of having a Thank God It's Monday workplace.
Well, some of the secrets of a Thank God It's Monday workplace are to create a place where everyone calls it tight. And so instead of waiting for a manager to say, hey, you're gossiping, or I heard you were gossiping, but to immediately say, hey, sounds like you need to go speak with Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
And move that message over and go ask her for what you need. And so the book is filled with practical applications for all of us who began to hate our jobs because of the whiners, the gossips, the excuse makers, all those things that make it so not fun to go to work. And let's face it, it's so not fun in most workplaces in America, across the world, I'm sure, because we don't know how to get rid of those behaviors that are just crazy making them. You know, the energy vampires are sucking us dry.
Now, Roxanne, let me ask you this question. I know it happens in every workplace. When you have a problem with someone, how come the whole workplace knows it's a problem except you? That they have a problem with. They don't come to you and ask you, you know, they go around everybody else and tell the problem too.
Well, that's because most workplaces are like adult daycare, which is what I cover in the book. And so everybody has childish behaviors. And so for the last 20 years, I've been working with all kinds of organizations, and I've done this with a lot of banks. And if you can make banks fun places to work, then this can work anywhere, trust me. And so, you know, we have banks that hadn't grown in 10 years, more than 2% a year, that grew 35% within 30 days once they applied this process that I outline in the book. We've had banks that were the lowest producers or the lowest results in their state become the highest within 3 years using this process. And so, you know, you can talk about strategies and sales techniques and customer service techniques all you want, but until you start getting people to act sane, none of it matters because the good people will check out and the rest the people who aren't getting it will stay, but they just won't let HR know that they've quit.
Right. Now, I love the workplace personalities, and of course, I know everybody's got a couple of these personalities, like the Omarosa and the peacemaker and the bully. We all have them at the workplace.
We all have them, and the reality is that we all are a little bit of that, and that's the part that we have to start to own, is that every one of us is a little bit off in some way at some time. And so the problem isn't always just them. And so it's about cleaning up our conversations and asking directly for what we want. But most workplaces, that's almost considered to be the sick way of doing it. It's like, oh, my gosh, they asked me for what they wanted. they could have gossiped all day long instead. And so learning how to have sane behaviors in the workplace is important. So on the ThankGodIt'sMonday.com site, We give away a weekly audio, and our clients love these. They completely transform the organizations because it teaches people, like the first one's on excuses.
Right.
How not to give them, what to say instead. What do you do if someone gives you an excuse and you need to get them through that? So all of them are designed to be really practical application. I'm a practical person. I'm not a theory kind of person. If you can't say in a minute, something's wrong. And
right.
So what I do is I teach people in a minute how to make that transformation. And the thing is, you know, if you have a graduate that's graduating, they need this book so they know how to not lose their soul within 3 weeks, and how to be the transformer within the organization and move on up. We had a woman who was starting the bookkeeping department in one of our banks. as a result of applying this process, she was made the CEO, for goodness sakes, within a couple months. And she didn't even have a college degree. Good for her.
Right.
So it's about taking a stand to apply these processes that for 20 years we've been teaching that dramatically increase the results. Our clients, I was just talking to a bunch of them last Friday, and they're all telling me about record quarters they're having, record years that they're having. And if you read the Wall Street Journal, a lot of these banks are, $599 billion in losses they're predicting?
Right.
You know, and here we've got banks that are having record years. So obviously they didn't get the memo. There's a recession going on. So this is about making the recession go away for you.
Now, Roxanne, let me ask you a question. Do you think most bosses care what goes on in the workplace?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Do you think a lot of bosses care what goes on in the workplace?
I think they do, but I don't think that they have the skill sets either. They're the last ones to know that all the dysfunctional stuff is going on because people are usually smart enough to not do that around their boss.
Right.
And so they're walking around going, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? Why does it feel so icky around here? But they can see the behaviors that are so whacked out that they can address. And that's why it's important. In the book, we teach employees how to be the one that takes charge to make that stuff go away. And it's so powerful. You know, I have people who come up to me after we do this thing called the Kick Butt Kickoff, which we explain in the book, and they come up crying, saying, I've hated working here for 18 years. I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. And that's not an anomaly. That's how it is when people apply this process of getting about making agreements about how they'll treat each other and how they'll treat their customers.
Sounds great, and there's a formula, and there's a right way to do it, right, Roxanne?
There's always a right way to do it. There's just always a right way to do it. And the thing is, we can't play victim and martyr. We just have to learn the right way because these are our lives that matter right now. And, you know, with all the depression that's going on and all the depression as in emotional health and the recession that's going on economically, who can afford not to get back on it again?
Exactly. Who cannot afford to lose a job or, you know, economic-wise, that's not smart.
That's not smart. We can't afford not to. And so when I was I said to my team members, guys, we got to go put this into a book. We got to go get this out there in the world because we figured out the secret handshake about how to transform a company in a day, in literally a day. And the book explains how to do it in a day.
Wow. In a day, not months, but in a day.
Well, it works a lot better in a month, but the first day customers line up and say, what just happened here? Oh, my gosh, it's a whole different place. That's what you want because that's magnetic marketing. When people start going, whatever they have, I need some of that.
That's right.
That's what people want.
Well, Roxanne, thank you so much. Thank God it's Monday, so you can create a great workplace. Roxanne, thank you so much. You've been so informative.
Thank you. Make sure that they all buy one for themselves and their friend who doesn't like their job.
That's right. Thank you, Roxanne.
Thank you. Take care.